Welcome to ILTA's Fall 2015 Ask the Expert podcast series, where we're talking about how to make a mobile remote workforce work. I'm Christy Cole with ILTA, and with us is Sandy Makita, Information Technology Project Manager at Eckert, Siemens, Charon, and Mellett LLC. Thanks for being here, Sandy.
Thanks for inviting me.
I'd like to start by asking, what best practices or policy changes should organizations implement when moving toward a mobile workforce model?
Well, a couple things. Organizations that are considering a workforce model need to structure several areas to ensure the program is successful. One is organizational support needs to happen from the top down. That's usually what happens when you have these large projects and initiatives. Firms need to recognize and embrace the cultural change needed to implement this type of initiative and make it a part of a strategic plan that is communicated by management. And then secondly, business processes need redesign to anticipate all the details of working remotely, including employing different technologies, setting performance goals, holding people accountable in different ways, setting protocols, adjusting the way managers operate, and how employees communicate. It's essential that firms' administrative departments work together to create a cohesive plan. And then you always have training that needs to be done. So a formal training requirements need to be stated and extensive process training provided. Guidelines should be created for remote support, minimizing risk, workstation setup, implementing safety measures, and separate training should be provided to managers of remote individuals to effectively motivate remote staff and guide their staff to be results-oriented and learn new ways to supervise a remote workforce since this is new to them. And then a formal policy should be implemented to cover specific areas such as who is eligible, obligations and responsibilities, productivity expectations, timekeeping, compliance monitoring, information and equipment handling, and required security measures.
What data and other reasoning can be used to convince firm management that allowing people to work remotely will actually work?
Well, almost all firms are already practicing some kind of remote workforce with no formal policies. When you have temporary situations that arise that require schedule changes, inclement weather, strikes, or clients are already requiring us to work 24/7. But allowing this flexibility reduces operating costs, improves employee satisfaction, and provides work-life balance. And younger generations want more flexible hours and the ability to work outside the office. Firms that do not adapt to these changing trends will risk losing professional talent. And lastly, working remotely can enable firms to hire professionals in remote locations as some areas face a shortage of skilled workers.
Let's switch gears here a bit. If you think about the ideal work environment of the future, does everyone work from home with the law firm maintaining a small office space? Will the large downtown office remain? What does your perfect picture for long-term success look like?
I think the idea of everybody working from home is still a long way off for most law firms until technology and labor laws catch up. But the idea of certain individuals being able to work remotely while others work in the office while maintaining some office space to accommodate a majority of the staff is really a reality right now. We are already seeing office space being redesigned to eliminate the number and size of offices and an increase in the number and types of collaboration areas, which no longer include typical conference room design. Firms that offer an employee the opportunity to work from home should ask in return to give up their assigned workspace.
We've touched on a few things so far, but what else needs to change for law firms to create a better enabled remote workforce?
Firms need to commit to going paperless and having electronic information stored in one location, as much as that's even possible. Tools need to be portable so that you can carry them with you. And once this is accomplished, information can be accessed and processed anywhere. Also, remote access needs to be secure and easy to use by providing the right tools so that employees do not circumvent the systems or procedures to get their work done. This also includes tools to ensure that business and personal information is segregated. Modifications to tools or configurations should not be allowed. So those are just some of the things I think that need to change.
And one last question for you. How do you maintain the same level of productivity and collaboration with a remote workforce as compared to when everyone works in the office?
Well, for one, I think that you need to limit remote access to individuals who are well suited to working with limited supervision. This option may not be suited for everyone, but effective deployment and use of collaboration technologies should be implemented to ensure everyone continues to work as a team, even though they do not physically work side by side as they usually do. Some of the tools that would need to be implemented would be video conferencing applications, screen sharing and remote presentation capability, instant message or online chat equivalent with presence, social networking applications with threaded discussions, possibly gamification to promote social interaction, team collaboration workspaces, shared file repositories, group calendars and event scheduling tools, project management tools, and then also maintain or advertise open blocks of time when team members can be contacted or are available so that you can have regular meetings between each other and hold meetings or collaborative activities to drive employee and team engagement and plan occasional in-person meetings when possible. I still think that that's necessary.
Let's go ahead and wrap things up by thanking our listeners. I encourage you to listen to our other podcasts on this topic. And Sandy, we appreciate your insight on making a mobile workforce work.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure joining you.